Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jegs, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. It is Monday. But for y'all that don't know, it is Federal Government Day, April 15th, 8 o'clock on a Monday. Welcome to the J. Barnes Grudge Inc. Show. I got in the studio with us tonight. We got some special guests. We got Trent Gunn E. Pitt here, live and living color. We got Chi-Time Biz in the studio. We got Lady A in the studio, along with Brady, the Hustler. Y'all got to check this out. It's going to be hot and heavy in here a little while longer, but we got some topics. We got some topics. You know, we always got to go with the topics. Starting out off the bat, we just killed a camera. That ain't good. But hold on 1 second. Let me get my notepad out. Y'all bear with me 1 second. Let me see who we got here. I see we got a full show. Y'all know we had a lot of good racing. Lady A, if you can get Full Stock on. I want him to talk about that lovely race that we went to this weekend. All right, let me give you the word on the street. Word on the street, everybody pay attention. The number one right off the bat, let me tell you what it says here. I'm reading off the teleprompter. Hold on, let me say it again. I'm reading off the teleprompter myself right here now. We are a high-tech business, and we don't play. Number one says, is Biz asshole okay? Number one, round the damn talk. Biz, before I go any further, I got to talk to Team Biz.
Yeah.
Well, you heard the question. The asshole okay?
No, it's not. It's blow wide open.
I was told that it was, you had, is that you need surgery.
Yeah, that's about right. I got sewed up already. I went to the doctor last night, and I'm already sewed up.
you know, Biz, when you have proctor surgery, I don't know if that's the right word, but when you have proctor surgery, you know, they give you a big-ass tampon.
Yeah,
you know that.
Yeah, they gave me three of them.
But I can tell you now, Biz, the long trip ain't going to help you.
No, it ain't going to help. The boys did to me.
We got to figure out this one thing. We got to figure out why, when you've been game racing once, wasn't good enough, twice wasn't good enough.
If you want to talk about it now, you want to talk about it later, we're going to talk about that. I'm going to tell you the method behind the madness.
All right, hold on, Biz. Let's go back to number two. It says, what about the yellow stain from Young Money?
Yell Thang?
Yell Thang.
What about the Yell Thang from Young Money? Now, I don't know. I'm reading out the teleprompter. Hold on. Well, I'm reading out the teleprompter. It says, what about the Yell Thang from Young Money? I don't know nothing about that. Somebody got to help me out with that one. All right, number three. Will Johnny Quint and White Trash get it on this Saturday at Mile and OET? Now, that's one thing I need to know. out of Always Scared Camp, is White Trash the fastest car they got, or is it some other car out there? I'm trying, what y'all watching? Good Lord. Whoa. Who is this? Good. Who video is this? Man, I'm up here looking at Detroit Hood video. Good God Almighty. Mama. Meh. Meh. Good God Almighty. Y'all need to see what I see. I'm going to tell you, if y'all look at Detroit TV video, put Lady A to shame. Do you hear me? lay up and roll our eyes and stuff. But listen, let me move on. I can't get there. I got to get back to business. I'm sorry, y'all. All right. I want to know, is White Trash the fastest thing Always Scared Camp? Let me know about that, y'all. All right, number four. When will Bandit Motorsport debut the G-Body boot called the Jigaboo? When will Bandit Motorsports debut the Jigaboo? I'd like to know that. The Jigaboo. Do we get a visual with that? Can we find the Jigaboo? There's no Jigaboo? Okay. Brandon, okay. Let's move on down the line here. All right. We're down to, this is B's best boy. Will Melvin Notorious Racing take down Biz Set on Kids? Biz? I mean, Biz, I believe you scared of Melvin. Well, I know Melvin ain't scared of you.
Well, we have to understand. We talk about two totally different cars. We talk about a street car running a race car. But now we talk about Melvin running Lil Junior. I'm siding on that because I feel that if I say something about that, I'll be lowering myself.
So, in other words, you're scared. I mean, it's just true.
Yeah, I'm scared of Melvin.
Melvin, you got to call in tonight. So we got this. We got this tonight. We got it. Hold on, open up. Melvin, can I open up the mic? Too late, Melvin. It's already gone. Melvin, how you doing? Melvin, you there? That all? Melvin? I know you're at work, Melvin, but listen, I'm going to leave your mic open. You heard what Bia said. I had to tie you in so you can deal with that. But let's get back to my list. All right. All right, we had number one was in, and number six was in. Okay.
Wayne kicked him out of the car.
Is that Wayne? That's a guy that told Wayne.
Wayne kicked him out of the car, so he upset. He can't drive.
You didn't Wayne get his ass, right?
Yeah,
there
we go.
Okay, hold my mic back up, baby. All right. Why is Jimbo in Vegas? Looking for them. All right. Let's see. All right. Number seven. Did Big Drag scared of Mr. Willie?
what Mr. Willie got?
Big Dragon? Ben said Big Dragon ain't scared, but now this is what I'm saying. We're going to find out if anybody can get Mr. Willie on. That ain't no real bad name, though, Mr. Willie. I couldn't be scared of Mr. Willie. You be scared of Mr. Willie?
Lady A scared of Big Willie.
Yeah, Mr. Willie. I mean, y'all swapped the wrong thing. This a hot stuff.
Oh,
damn it. These people right here want you to know. Are you another drink or nothing? All right, let's move on. You know, hold on. Okay. Y'all see Lady A? Next thing y'all see Lady A, she got a black eye. Y'all know what happened. All right, one picture. It said,
Triggerman is a good guy. That's my buddy. But yeah, he can pass for Melvin. Your mic open yet? You on the phone, Melvin? Trigger Man looks like T.I.
But y'all don't know.
Okay.
For the people that don't know it, we have started videoing the studio, so you can go to goodgeek.com and see us live in the studio. Oh, it's on. I'm looking at the video right now. Y'all got to go to GoodDeek. You can to check out. Brady gonna have it up a short clip tomorrow, or maybe not. Yeah, he did tomorrow of the in-house shot in the studio, and I'm waiting on Gunny Pitt to come around. Gunny Pitt, come around and get on camera with us. Gunny Pitt, that's a chair right there. Gunny Pitt, huh?
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen of Grudge Inc.? I'm here in Grudge Inc. Studios. But I tell you what, if you guys want to see a real studio, log on to www.clocksoff.com. It is Grudge Inc.'s sister site. When I walked in the studio today, Jay Barnes pulled me to the side and told me, "Gunny Pitt, I'm going to kick your ass." I said, "Why, Jay?" He said, "Because you got an ass and it needs kicking." So, we're going to see what we see. I'm going to let the world know. Oh, yeah, Biz got his ass fried. I'm going to tell you, Lil Johnny deep fried him. You know what I'm saying? Pulled him out and dipped his ass again. Pulled him out and dipped him one more time for good measure.
Ask Lady A, can she get Lil Johnny on line? I got to get
here. Can we get Lil Johnny on the line, Lady A? I tell you what, you know what? For everybody that attended the race and seen Biz get a deep fraud, I do say Biz took those ass cutting like a man, and he kept going back for more. So you cannot say Biz won't grudge so far as him being a hat racer. I'm sure he gets it in. That's where the money's at. But I gotta take my hat off to I gotta take my hat off for Biz for getting down. And then he put some body else in the car, but I'll let them bring that up. Come on.
Listen, I heard that the driver what's his name?
Jeff.
Yeah. Jeff, your mic is open. Jeff, are you there? Jeff?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am, Jay.
Jeff, let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
Now, and the world want to know. Okay, I got to work on the echoing. We got everybody here together. Y'all, bear with us a minute. We're trying to figure out something. We got too many microphones open right here with us.
But appreciate that coming, dog. Jeff, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Hold on, let me get the microphone open, Jeff. Jeff, let me ask you something. Now, is Beard a good lay or not?
Hey, Jay, I would say he was enjoyable. Let's put it that way.
Man, it ain't often. I got to start telling you, I got to start calling you, Jeff. Your name, your new name is Sweet Dick with it. Because that man just kept coming back for more and more and more. I'm like, good God almighty.
Well,
so Sweet Dick, listen, Sweet Dick, tell me about the event.
Hey, well, you know, it was an enjoyable feeling, man. I thought that after that first one, it would have been done pretty much. You know, Biz is a good guy, man. I like Biz, and I won money with Biz plenty of times. But this time, the shoe was on the other foot. I got a chance to win my own money instead of on Biz, but from Biz.
Well, listen, being that he was a good guy, did you give him any of his money back?
No, sir.
He wouldn't come over and shake my hand, man. I had to go find him and shake his hand. That's a damn shame.
Listen, he shook your hand 3 times, man. What you talking about?
He shook my hand once for the 3 times.
Hold on. But listen, Sweet Dick, who are you going to be racing next? I'm going to damn try to pre-warn him to let him know what's going on.
Well, Jay, I'm pretty much ready, man. We come out to have some fun, man, you know. Any stock suspension, small block, conventional head, motor, one kit, you know, full interior, we just ready. I mean, we still got a full tank, gas tank on here on a 3/8 line, gas line going to the carburetor. We just come to play, man.
Man, listen, I heard that you bought a new motor with the money Biz donated, but listen to this. but I heard... That Skin looking for you. You do know who Skin is.
Yeah, Shorty ain't looking for me. Shorty got me. He ain't looking for me.
Huh?
He ain't looking for me.
I got to try to find anybody. Y'all match, tell Skin to match the one button. Sweet Dick want to talk to him.
Hey, you know what? Jay, we're in the garage drinking that Remy, man. We enjoying ourselves, believe it or not, man.
Yes, sir, motherfucker. Who bought the ribbon?
Oh, shit. Biz bought that shit, man. He got him in a cake.
Sweet ass Biz, he wants some.
I know he don't drink, but he's sure welcome.
He don't drink, but he buy the booze. He don't drink the booze.
Yeah, you know, he like to see somebody else messed up, man. He's my governor, you know what I mean? So he like to see somebody else screwed up, yeah. It's
like,
all good.
We like the ones that buy don't drink.
Well, listen, Jim, I'm gonna close your mic back. I gotta go down and listen a little more. I just want to know what being a good lay or not. So I appreciate you telling me.
Hey, indeed, I'm gonna put my phone on mute. I'll be listening.
All right.
Thanks, Jay. All right.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it straight from Sweet Dick Jeff Willie, And if y'all don't know no better, y'all better be careful. Y'all better leave Sweet Dick alone, boy. Biz shows up. I wanted to be. Hold on, but Jeff, come back on now. Sweet Dick, come back on. I'm sorry. Come back on.
I got you. One more. I'm here.
Did you get in the sugar with all that pudding?
Yeah, I think he's a little bit impregnated right now, but, you know.
Still on his back.
Well, you know,
how you want me to
Jay? It's kind of hard for me to say something right now, man, because you know the stomach's got me laughing.
Hey, come on his back, man up.
Jay, I gotta go back on you, man. I'm laughing too much.
Let me move back down. Let me get off my lip. Yeah, go back down. I mean, go back on mute, Sweet Dick. I come back to you again. Let me see. I got to get back to my notes, y'all. Hold on. Hold on. Shit. Okay. All right. Let's go on to the next one. Let's see what we have now. The last thing we said is the Trigger Man look like T.I. How we vote on that? Do we look like?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Everybody agree that Trigger Man is T.I. look like. All right. And Jigaboo and Melvin, we talked about that. And Jimbo and Dougie. Dougie is the little white guy that told Wayne to fuck him. Okay. I just want to make sure everybody keep up with the stuff. Big Drag is Skeletor Mr. Willie. Okay. And, yeah, that's the last one. That's the last one. Slade, my music ain't playing. I don't hear no music playing.
Bring up,
Turbo 10. That, Turbo 10 did what? Not Turbo 10. Did he punk out? You got Turbo 10 number? You can't get Turbo 10 on. I want to see why he paid the punk out to, to who? The Wick. Was it the Parliament? Okay. Is it a difference between King Kong and King Kong Jr.? That y'all do know one of our brothers wrecked his car, DJ Grant. So you know, all respect and shout out to him. You know, we hate anytime. We always hate when a car get wrecked. So y'all make sure y'all give DJ a holler. And matter of fact, see, can you get see, can you get Tony Bynes on if he can't do a benefit race for I'm just joking, lady. I'm just joking. Shit. For DJ Grant. Y'all can benefit DJ Grant by showing up on the Montgomery Motorsport Park on the 19th. Now, that's what. Now, do that. All right, hold on. Let me get back to my list. Is Big Clark on the line? Big Clark, I'm reading off on teleprompter. Where you at, Big Clark? I'm a teleprompter, Big Clark. I heard, Big Clark, you there?
Yeah, what's going on, Jay?
All right, listen, I got on my teleprompter right here. My teleprompter says that Rated X has called out Gadget. And they said they can't find Gadget. Now, is that true or false? Did you hear that, yes or no?
Yeah, I heard that. I heard they called him out, Jay.
So, I mean, is Gadget a good racer, yes or no?
Oh, yeah, he's a good racer.
Is he scared of X-rated?
Oh, no, he's scared of X-rated.
My phone, Lady A got my phone acting crazy.
The mailbox belonging to...
God. Lady A do anything. Oh, Lord, Emma. And Big Clark, now he been cut off. If y'all know an engineer out there, we need one. We need a, you know she mad about that damn video. Y'all need to see Detroit TV. Hold on. Detroit Hood TV.
Yes, sir.
That's part of Quad 3. Oh, okay. He's part of Mega Team 4.
Detroit Hood TV.
Now, I don't want to get Mega Team 4 confused with Mega Team 3. What's the difference?
You gotta be different.
Hello, I'm more back. I come back to,
come on back to that.
So 14 3. I'm talking about, where?
You
want to argue with me, man? No. What do you want to talk about?
Hardbird.
Hold on. Get the big head boy on the phone. You know, he got a big head here. Profile.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Get profile.
What's going on?
Come on,
what's going on?
Get back.
Yeah.
Talk.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Clark said he'll call back in 15 minutes, so I want. Oh. Postdoc said he'll call back in 15 minutes. Clark is on the line. But Clark, I was told that you trying to shield Gadget from getting the ass whooping like Bill's guy. Is that true or false?
That's false, Jay.
So
I got a segment I want you to be a part of.
Now I want to find out too, for y'all to know that. When I come back, we're gonna find out. Don Mac, the Grudge Racer of Mississippi, Grudge Racer of the year 2012, had asshole surgery performed by D&D Racing. It says open ass surgery is when you get beat by two or more cars. Now, that'll be a damn sight to see that. But let me ask you a question, Paul. Do you get an enema? Do you get an enema when you get a fucking like that? Okay, Ben did not have open ass surgery. I want that to be documented. But he said, we got to get Don Mac, the great Don Mac, on. Clark, I got to get Clark. Is Ben, is they going to talk, or do I need to go on to Don Mac and get the real truth? Clark. Hello. But Clark, I don't know for sure. We can't hear you right now. The boy acting a little crazy, but I'm trying to figure out if D&D gonna do any talking to us. Well, I can't get no D&D on. Let's see.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay. All right. Hold on, that's got too much for us. You got the music here, Mike. Yeah. That again, Big Clark must have dropped off, and the boy is telling something funky. But we're gonna keep it moving. Listen, this weekend, who can tell me? Can we get Wick on? Can somebody tell us about the racing? Did any racing happen in what I heard? Grudge Inc. showed up and showed out. That's what I heard. Now, is Wick? Wick put is Wick on here? Can Wick push you one bit? Wick, open your mouth. Wick, let me latch the one button so I know you can talk, Wick. I heard that Grudge Inc. came up there scared all y'all. I mean, let me hear something, Wick. Where you at? And going back to, I want to make sure that everybody, I can't get anybody from Rated X Racing. I think it's X-Rated Racing. Is it a difference between being Rated X and X-Rated? Rated X-Racing. I got to think about that. What do you think? Is there a difference between being called Rated X and be called X-Rated? Is there a difference?
Yeah.
If you X-Rated, that means you naked.
Yeah.
X-Rated means you naked. Rated X means what? You nasty. You nasty. Yeah, the boy, they said some shit like that because they talk about Gadget kind of nasty now. They did that. That's that damn Don Mac. That's that damn Don Mac right there. Don Mac is a badass man. Look at him. You see how he look? Look how he look. That damn Don Mac. Y'all got to see this. Y'all got to go to grudging.us so you can see this. You got to see Don Mac on this damn camera talking. Grudging is a fuck. Grudging is something bad. Piss. Got them gonna pit slap. Oh, Garvin, you can't stand this shit, King. Come here, Garvin. Come on, Garvin. I know this shit hurt you. Come here.
Your boy, tell the people why this hurt you.
This damn number one top production company.
What's the name of the number one top production company?
Yeah, we ain't quite named it yet. That's it. The top production company. That's it.
Okay.
Garvin, this shit hurt you, don't tell the truth.
All right, I'm gonna tell the truth. Everything Jay Barnes has going on was my idea. It was my setup. The technology down at the computer, I picked out everything for him. And, I'm very happy for him. He's sitting up there smiling and teasing.
He's
eating chicken. Not only is Jay Barnes got a hot wing, and he also got a lemon pepper wing. Sticking on his mouth. Hey, Jay Barnes.
Huh?
Come on, go ahead and get the phone back.
Hey, my microphone.
Is your microphone there?
Yeah.
Hey, Jay Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let me ask you a question. What's in store for Grudge Inc. going forward?
We're gonna do what we've been doing in the past. Kick no ass, keep moving forward. We're gonna take a lesson out of damn Jeff book and the way he kicked on Ben's ass, and that's why we're gonna do the nation.
We're gonna do the nation like that.
Yes, sir.
Everybody ain't gonna sit up and
did you see Ben put up a damn fight?
He put up a fight.
Well, yeah.
He put up a fight.
Yeah. Anyway, now Well, now a lot of twisting and turning, that shit make you nuts. So you can't, don't look, lay that close ear. Can't be all that damn twisting and turning shit. You're going to cause some trouble. This shit going to end real quick.
We're
talking about racism. I'm sorry. You brought up damn jail and beers. It threw me off. Now, Hold on, that bit. I'm trying to get D&D Racer, and I'm trying to get Don Mac, the great Don Mac, not any Don Mac, the Grudge Racer of the Year, Don Mac. And how about Boom? Is Boom anywhere around? How long I got to wait until the lady ain't stop playing the computer? That's King Scooby. Look at them shoes King Scooby got on. His shirt, his jacket, and his damn shoes match. King Scooby. That's that damn King Scooby. Y'all need to look at the video. King Scooby got his jacket and his shoes match. King Scooby, hit the one button. Lady, they want that outfit right there. That's King Scooby, y'all. And we watch it on Smack Talk TV. Move right along. I guess we open up some of these damn mics now. I don't want to talk. You got to hit the I got to introduce somebody. And ladies and gentlemen, I got to bring on the crew chief of the year 2013. Everybody, Trevor, crew chief, Big Low Racer.
Yo, 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 what it do, what it do?
What's up, Coochie? How life treating you?
Oh, man, like, I can't complain, Jay, I can't complain. If I start complaining, I'll be asking for too much.
But, Coochie, you know, it's always good to hear from you. Did you hear about the ass-whooping Bears got?
No, I did not hear about the ass-whooping Bears got, but, hey, but one thing about it, they say ass-whoopings don't fall far from the tree down your neck, so, I call him Dumb Ye because he got to be a dumb motherfucker to lock two red cars in for the same fucking weekend. So he got to be the dumbest motherfucker in drag racing.
Well, I'm gonna get Dumb Ye on. Can we get Dumb Ye on today?
Yeah, you can get Dumb Ye on. Get Biz on too. I want to see what happened. What happened?
Open your mic up, Jeff. Open your mic up, Jeff. You got to tell Coochie about this damn this fucking that went on this weekend. Jeff.
Hey, I got my crew chief here too.
You ever see a lion get that pussy from a lioness?
Yeah.
Ass big, we still got them bite marks in the back of his neck.
Wait, put the camera behind Big Nick, see if he got a bite mail. Jim, tell crew chief what kind of strokes you put on Biz.
hey, long and fat stroke.
And you ain't hit him with the long stroke. If you hit him with the long stroke, that you know, you wanna put the long stroke on when you're making love to him. Now you put the long stroke on him?
All the way in. One leg in the east, one leg in the west.
No, and spread them out, spread eagle too?
Yes, sir.
I know Viz asshole still so right now. He's still feeling that.
Yep. Ain't nothing personal, though.
Hold on now. I got to ask. What happened? The man spun the tire, one of his turbos fell off, they ain't cut the exuberator on. What happened? Something happened, right?
None of that. He underestimated.
So hold on. You mean to tell me? Hold on, Biz. I got this now, Biz. You mean to tell me both cars bumped in, cut both bulbs on, and went clean down through there?
Biz didn't have a little junior, man. He had vitamin D. Vitamin D is a street car. That's what we had a street car.
Street car, he ain't got no seats in it. Oh. The street car, he ain't got no seats in it. My car got seats in it. Front, back, everything.
Everything.
Okay.
Hey, B, is on. Is B, is B, yeah, B is on.
Here,
hey, B, is
yeah,
what
I'm on. I'm on.
I hear the discussion in your voice.
Hey, Coochie. Hey, Coochie, let me tell you something. I'm a freak for pain. If I lose,
like that bite.
I lose. If I lose, I lose. We lined up. I couldn't tie in second gear. They beat me the first race. I couldn't get the car in second gear. The second race, the trans brake didn't hold the car. It red lit. The third race, it knocked the tires off the line. Did they win three pots? Yes. Did they win three races? Yes. But until I go down the track under full
power. You
make
the trip, huh?
And, exactly. And so they got more action coming.
Hold on. All I heard was excuses from a grown man. If I remember
correctly, you won.
Hold on. Wait. You said the tires. You said the second. That's a five-speed you got.
That's drag racing.
Is that a five-speed?
No, it's a three-speed.
Automatic, though, right?
It's a three-speed.
It's automatic, though, right?
It's a three-speed.
You ain't got
no
clutch, motherfucker.
You got a clutch?
Yeah, it got a clutch in there.
Okay, well, I'll give you that one then. I tell you what then. Since you had your mishaps and we back home, what you want to do?
I'm not back at home. When I get back home, you can reach to the sky.
Ooh.
That's same car. When I get back home, you can reach to the sky, my man.
That's what I'm talking about, first of all. You talking to the founding member of Ground and Pound. That's what you're talking to.
What's your name?
Sirius is my name.
Okay, so I don't even know who you are. You're a nobody.
That's what you think.
What Jeff said? Let me talk to the driver.
Hey, man.
Excuse me. Go ahead.
How you think Jeffrey possible to drive?
I don't know.
All right, then, if you don't know, reach to the sky, my man. That's what I'm talking
about. When I touch down, and if you want to, I can have a Malibu streetcar on the motor at the track Saturday. You want to lock that in, my man?
Small block.
Motor to motor.
Interior streetcar. Let's go.
Yes.
Let's go.
It's got wheelie bars on it. It's got wheelie bars.
We ain't got none. We ain't got no wheelie bars.
If you go to Van Centers tomorrow before 7 o'clock,
Notice ain't the same person. Said, man, I wish they'd have broke that dry shaft on me.
Who said that?
Oh, selective memory, huh?
I didn't wish you'd break none, bro.
No, hold on. That weekend we was out of the track when the dry shaft broke. You didn't make no comment on that? Now, come on, man. We all up here from the same place. We're going to have some fun. We're going to play. We're going to get down.
Man, y'all finna make King Biz mad. You know, the last person I seen make King Biz mad was Jimbo.
Hey, J-Bone, you got to cut your radio down, J-Bone. You got background noise, J.
Look, Biz, you got background.
You got feedback.
Okay.
Look, Biz, I like it. I like your style. I like your gamble because I like to gamble. I like all that.
Okay.
But you bring something like this, we ready to do it.
That man to my
you can't. Somebody got to win. Somebody got to lose.
Ben said he's going to kiss you in your mouth.
No, sir. I ain't homosexual.
He ain't no homosexual.
I ain't going to let you kiss me in the mouth. I'll bite your lips off. Look, man, I just watched from the back.
You like it from the back?
No, sir. I just watched from the back. Pin down.
Oh, you watched
that's
from
all.
The back.
Ain't no grown ass man gonna kiss me in the mouth.
The man ain't gonna kiss you in the mouth. Is that Jeff talking? Who that talking?
This serious talking.
Serious, listen. Biz over here put lipstick on. He said, you and him, look, y'all talking like it.
What'd you say, Biz put Kool-Aid on?
What? Gucci, where you at, Gucci?
You said Biz put Kool-Aid on.
I'm here.
Gucci.
Yo.
You hear how all of a sudden, man, how Biz left Chicago there for a minute and it's an uprising, man.
Hey man, look, hold on, man, let's get this correct though, for real. We like Biz. I hate that my guys had to be down there racing the man from Chicago all the way down there. I really hated that. But we gonna have some fun. We play, and I like Biz because he got.
But listen, I can tell you this, and he's sitting here beside me. He know it's all about good racing. He ain't taking nothing personal. He's just talking. You know. So, you hear how hard I'm rubbing him, and he taking all the good stride, being a good racer. And you know, wins come with losses. You know, I mean, some you know, one way or the other.
Yes, sir. Hey, this is the first day I listen to your show. I'm falling out. This is the best one I've heard ever.
but let me
I ain't lying. This is the best one I heard ever. I tell my boy, I said, man, Jeff, I can't be listening to this, man. I got to go to sleep. I got to go to work.
Hey,
I got time for this.
Hey,
it's the best one ever.
Hey, serious.
Yes, sir.
Lock in small block to small block, G-body to G-body, no Willy Boss to no Willy Boss, 500 on 2500 or better. Lock in, my man. Motor to motor.
Beep, beep.
No, we got nitrous on the car now.
Motor
you know, you
to motor.
Call, man. Come on, man.
Do you understand my gamble? Do you understand my gamble?
I understand you, but listen to me. Hold on. I'm just telling you. You seen the car already? We ain't coming with another car. Now don't try to threaten us now, because we do have more. We just ain't showed everything. All right.
What?
Nah,
hold on.
You what
we
playing
with? Anything in your camp. You can get anything in your camp. I'll meet you at the tracks. Bring what you want, and I'm gonna bring what I want. You wanna talk tough?
No. Hold on. I know you're a bad boy. I'm gonna give you that.
Let's go back to gentleman status.
I know what you're playing with.
Let's go back to gentleman status.
I know what you're playing with. But what I'm saying is,
I know you got a nice color car. I'm gonna run you motor to motor, small block to small block.
We ain't gonna do that. Look, I tell you what. You got a stop suspension Malibu.
Yes.
Full dress car. We don't care. Ain't got to handle the gas thing. He can put a sail in. We don't care. Full dress car. You get in drive. You got head up action.
Ah, there you go. You going to get in and drive?
Hold on. I can do that.
You pick your drive. I'm going to pick mine.
So you want me to drive?
No, listen to my gamble. You pick your driver, I'm going to pick mine. If it's me, it's me. If it's not, it's not. You pick your driver, I pick mine. You want to run 8 mile or quarter mile?
No, we can't do that. We ain't seen the car nor the driver. Come on, Biz, you seen what
it's
we seen.
It's a small block. It's a small block on. It's a fully dressed car, small block, man.
Biz.
What's the name of the car?
We ain't worried about all that. Biz, we ain't seen the car, and you
it's
ain't going to
no
do the
name.
Huh?
It's a no name.
We don't care about that. I don't care about no name.
It's a Chicago car.
You're going to come at us with a blind car, blind driver, everything. You seen everything we got. Well, yeah, I forgot the taillights, but.
Okay, put it like this. I'm going to put skin in the car. How you like that?
Okay.
I'm going to put short in the
okay.
car.
Okay.
Okay,
that
know.
Ain't no
I'm going to put short in the car.
Okay.
You just said you don't know what car I'm talking about. You said you don't know the driver. Now you know the driver. I'm going to put short in the car.
Okay. Nah.
So we're going to put short in our car.
Right. Okay, now, what's the car? What's the big seat?
It ain't no secret. It's a Malibu. It's a fully dressed Malibu. Small block on the motor. I don't want to take up the whole show. You want to lock in or you don't?
Yeah, that's what it is. Fuck it. Come on with it.
5 on 25 is locked. I see you shot it.
That's it.
It's locked. It's locked. All right, J-Bars, you got the show back.
5 on 25? When is going out? 30 days? Two weeks?
Shot.
2:30
or 3 o'clock?
Whatever it is.
There it goes. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, it comes all the way out this time.
Maybe. Oh, okay.
Jay Bowen.
Hey, Bobby, I'm sorry. Everybody listening to you. I'm sorry that I tell you everybody listening.
Oh, Miss Cream
is on. Uh-oh.
I got Miss Cream on. She been sitting at the end, big, and
got
my man locked in, the one and only.
You got Peaches and Cream?
whatever Miss Cream talked to.
Miss Cream, how you doing this evening?
I'm feeling well, doing great. How are you doing?
Are you looking and feeling as good as you looked the last time I seen you?
I look even better than this.
I can go
Miss Queen, let me ask you a question, Miss Queen. Will you be attending the Bobby Tiles Extravaganza this weekend and next weekend?
Is it going to be Albany?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be there.
You'll be there?
Yeah. Just tell me
Miss
the time.
I'll be looking forward. What kind of drink that you had? You were fixing for Bobby and myself.
AJ. Yeah, okay.
Is it the blue drink you're talking about?
Yeah,
blue motherfucker. Yeah, I think so.
What's that drink?
What's in it?
No, what's the name of it?
The Blue Motherfucker.
A Blue Motherfucker? Blue Motherfucker. Not to be confused with a Black Motherfucker.
No, I don't know how to make that. Does that have coke in it?
Yeah, I don't want to get it confused with that.
You still got beers on that? You still got beers on that?
Biz. Yeah, Biz right here. Listen, Biz was gonna bring some ass to the race. But you know,
Hey,
Bobby. How you doing?
Yes. I'm fine, how are you?
Yeah. All right.
Okay. You know say hello to that lovely lady on the phone, Biz.
Hey, Peaches and Cream, I got my main man, Shorty, on the phone. He likes Peaches and Cream. Shorty likes Peaches and Cream.
Man, I love Peaches and Cream.
Peaches is not here. I'm Cream. There's no Peaches.
Are you Cream? Hey, Cream.
I don't have any Peaches for me.
Hey, Cream. Man, she sounds just like Cream.
Hey, Cream.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second, Bobby. What was that guy? Hey, Jeff. Y'all still, Mike still open, Jeff?
I don't think so.
Jeff.
Yo.
Hey, Jeff. Yo, I got Shorty on the phone. We locked in. I'm just going to go over the rules with him. So he'll know because he wasn't on the air. Small block to small block. Horsepower to horsepower. Malibu to Malibu. No willy bars, head up, pro tree. Do we agree to quarter mile or 8 mile? Which one y'all running?
8 mile.
8 mile.
I ain't running no motherfucker.
All right, then.
You running out the back door. I'm gonna back door his motherfucking ass.
Hey, 8 mile. 8 mile. Or Biz call us back with another. All right.
Who is that? Who is that saying that?
You know who it is,
who is
little
that
man.
That?
You know who it is, little man.
No, I don't. Who is that?
It's Troy.
Hey man, eighth mile it is. If I beat you in the court, I'm gonna beat you in eighth. Skip you. 5 on 25. Oh. We'll see you Saturday.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. All right. See you Saturday.
All right.
All right. Mr. Bobby Childs, I just had to take care of that. How you doing?
Yo, I'm fine, sir. I'm fine. Yeah, everything good, sir. Everything good. We just getting ready for y'all come on down so y'all can meet Miss Cream so she can flick y'all some of them blue motherfuckers. Not the black motherfuckers, because the blue motherfuckers gonna. I don't know about them black motherfuckers. They had J Bun back then. I don't know nothing about them.
Who's that country boy?
Huh?
Who that goddamn country boy? That boy, that country.
I sure be country. I'm from the side. Where you from, sir?
I'm from the Midwest, boy.
Are you from the Midwest? Well, I'm from South Carolina. I'm down here around Alabama and South Georgia. How you do this, sir?
I'm in the big shop.
Okay. Well, Mr.
Cold,
it ain't cold down here, so it's peachy and creamy down here. And we got Miss Creamy on the phone now. Miss Creamy, say something to him, Miss Creamy.
Hey, how you doing?
God damn. If she don't look good, she sure sound good. God damn.
You know what?
I mean,
see, well, her sound is just as good as her looks. I can promise you that. If you don't believe me, ask J-Bun.
Hello.
Ooh
wee. Charlie,
what they say? You know what I mean? Peaches and cream.
Hey, Bobby Wild. Bobby Wild. Come on here, Bobby Wild, child. Say what now? Oh Lord, hey, McCrane, what's up? No, I mean, you know, I want y'all guys. I mean, she's a beautiful lady. You gonna fall in love too, Dick, when you see her.
Hey, that's why
J-Bond
keep having
the
races. You gotta make sure she's all right, huh?
Yeah, gotta make sure she's all right. She's a beautiful lady now, and she's a mean bartender too.
Oh, y'all are so sweet.
Man, I need me a goddamn sunny tied up. That's a new drink. I need me a sunny tied up.
Now, you need to come on down and try that blue motherfucker she fixed you. You need to come on down and try that blue motherfucker she fixed you.
That's what I need then. I'm going down there. Then. I'm coming down there. We ain't going down there, man. I'm going down there. Shit.
The 26th and 27th.
Next weekend,
Charlie.
We're going down there next weekend.
We y'all going, shit. Biz and made a motherfucker run the 8th. We set up for the quarter, right? Not in the Yeah, damn. Small block to small block. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, I like it off the trailer, too.
Who said that?
This is Jeff. I said I like it off the trailer.
That's Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Did you lock in today?
Yes, sir. We locked in.
I said, did you lock in to that?
No, well, you know, that's why I'm calling back in. Can we do it off the trailer?
But you're wasting your time. You already locked in, sir. You want to lock in another race?
Yeah, me and you.
All right, look, we're going to lock in another race, me and you, straight off the trailer.
Yep.
You got to put up $5,000 to my mouth.
Man, I'll call you ignorant motherfucker.
Well, shut your dumb ass up, big boy.
Hey, evidently, you got to be the dumbest motherfucker in the world for saying some dumb ass shit like that, unless you...
Hey, that's my heavy.
Hello?
Hey. Well, y'all, we're going to let Miss Queen, I think she got to go and fix some more blue motherfuckers.
I really don't. I was just wondering if y'all can hear me. I've been listening. I was like, how can you hear me talking?
I swear to God. Miss Queen, can I ask you a question?
I'd love it if you asked me a question.
Where are you from?
I'm from Albany. Albany, Georgia.
Albany who?
Excuse me?
Albany who, you said?
Did you ask me how old I am?
No, he actually said, where are you from?
Said, where
are you from?
Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Albany, Georgia.
Albany what?
Georgia.
Oh, Albany, Georgia. Okay. You didn't sound like you were from down there.
You know, a lot of people say that. People say that to me.
Yeah, you sound like you're from Chicago, baby. You need to come up here and be a barmaid, a bartender, whatever you want to be.
You'll come get
me.
Come on up here. I'll go. You got to come get me, though. You got to take me.
Hell yeah, I'll come get you.
Well, I'm ready. I just come get me tomorrow.
You ain't got to do nothing you don't want to do. You ain't got to look at a motherfucker. If they look at you wrong, I'm slapping the shit out of them.
That's the kind of man I like. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you ain't got to do nothing. Just look pretty. If you stay on here, I'm taking you back home.
Hey, Biz.
I can't wait.
Hey, Biz.
You ain't got to do nothing. You know how people be making you do all that manual labor and run the feet and all? You ain't got to do nothing to me, man. Just look pretty.
Hey, Biz. Biz.
Oh, Biz. They call you Biz. Y'all give me a... Y'all hold on 1 second. Y'all give me 1 second here. I got to let the man of the hour come on. Wick, Wick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jay.
Nick, Wick, I heard Grudging came in and kicked all y'all ass up there in Holly Springs. I just want to hear your side of the story.
Well, you didn't send for one car. You sent some numbers. You sent one car.
I sent what I had, man. Don't be talking about it now.
No, we talking about it now.
Did you see Biz go up? No, the reason why I'm not used to seeing Grudging guys go. Biz will go. He went, man. He'll go.
All we need is racing season, man.
I forgot Biz was Grudging.
Man, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I got Nard on. If you want to say something, hit the one button. I didn't want to let you in, Nard. Jay. Yeah.
What is?
Now tell Clark to send some. He's about to send somebody else at me, man. He keeps sending these jabronis, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Man, that man called him a jabroni.
Jabroni. What you trying to? Paul, what you saying that week, man? What you trying to do? Make the grudge race on the year, Clark?
Yeah, Clark really with me. He keeps saying he's
up. Hey, J-Bond. We had number one startup there for Whit yesterday, and Whit's ass was canned. BJ had a little mishap, and that's the only reason he's talking right now. But if it wasn't for that, his ass was handed to him yesterday.
But think about it. You know, if you missed it, you know who got it. And BET going to show y'all these videos, man. Y'all know I done got into bracket racing out on it. I run that fight somewhere. I bracket race. Them cars are going down like a bracket car, man.
You bracket man now because you can't get no good races.
Yeah, and them cars go down. I mean, they run the same thing every time. Then they cry about the track. Hell, I run the same thing over at their track. They run the same thing every time they go down, man. I mean, that's just tuned, you know.
Hey, J-Bone.
Yes, sir. Bobby Child.
Miss Queen wants to say she. Miss Queen trying to say something to y'all.
Well, hold on. We like women.
I'm glad.
She's just been over.
I hope you all do.
Yeah,
hey, I'm getting ready to go though. Can you all hear me? I just want to say good night.
Yeah, you talking to the grudge race of the year right now, baby.
Okay. I'm going to let y'all discuss it, and I'll see y'all.
Hey, man, the year just started, man. The year just started.
Hey,
a whole lot of ass going on.
Miss Queen. Why do they call you Miss Queen?
For many reasons.
The lady ain't getting pissed off because I want to know why. Lady ain't getting damn jealous. Miss Queen, why they call you Miss Queen?
When I'm getting ready to get out the phone because y'all ain't been talking to me all night.
No, Miss Queen, tell me, please, how did you get that name? I mean,
yeah,
that's not a name that.
Money
do what to? Money make you clean?
You gotta give us some new money in it. Don't give that old money. Y'all better not get no old money. She may not clean.
Oh Lord.
Money is money. She didn't say she ain't like old
man,
money.
Man, y'all better get. Hey man, she don't want no dirty money, man. She might catch something.
Oh Lord.
That dirty money might sink our house up.
Miss Queen.
Yes.
She wants that money that you put in the washing machine.
What kind of cream are you, mocha, or you haven't had? What kind of cream are you?
I would say I'm a half and half.
You haven't
no,
had?
No, I would say you sound like almond.
Almond cream.
Yeah,
I'll be whatever
they got almond cream.
Whatever cream that you think I sound like, I'll be that cream.
Oh, let's start imagining, guys.
But look,
y'all gotta work y'all imagination, man. Start imagining, man. You know how y'all go to sleep at night and think that somebody in the bed with y'all thinking somebody else. Y'all know how to do it. Stop it, guys.
We could have been talking like this for like 30 minutes. Y'all been ignoring me. I'm getting ready to go now.
Hey, baby, we weren't ignoring you. Wait a minute, caught your question. Are you leaving because someone else is beside you and they telling you to get off your phone?
No, there's no one else.
I'm watching
The Voice. No, I'm watching TV, and I'm not going to sit up here and be ignored. I'm important.
Baby, I can sing to you. You want me to sing to you?
Yeah, man. I'm
the voice.
And talking
sing
to you.
Sing to
you.
Sing to
you.
Hey, Queen.
Yes.
Queen, I'm the voice, Queen.
Really?
Please don't judge me. Because I won't judge you.
Oh, my goodness.
Let
me. You can't
Chris
Brown. I don't like Chris Brown.
When I sing to you, you ain't gonna have no choice but the cream.
Oh, Lord. Well, go
when
ahead.
I sing to you, I'm like, when I sing to you, you like ice cream, baby.
Oh Lord!
Yeah, you finna be more than peaches and cream.
I was never peaches. That's what I keep trying to tell y'all.
Man, I'm gonna turn you into butter pecan. I'm gonna turn you into butter pecan.
What? I am pecan.
Did you hear my name? My name is Skin, babe. Listen, my name is Skin. Don't get me. It got to be Skin for something.
Oh, wait.
I'll turn you into butter pecan. Hey, I got that new kind, that new butter pecan. Southern Punch. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Southern Punch butter pecan. And I ain't from the South.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we're from the South. We hold down the South. For me, I'm going to hold down the North.
Hey, Cream, you need to give a
shout out to Mississippi Joe. I know he listened.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
I would like to give a formal shout out to Mississippi Joe. I'm sorry I couldn't speak with you today, but maybe next time. I hope to see you soon. Hey. Are y'all going to be out for the club? Y'all coming to Parisian?
We come to every club we think you.
Yes, after the after party, we'll be there Friday night and Saturday night.
After the after party?
And then, yeah, we after we leave the track, that's where we hit it. We hit the club free.
Okay, I'm going to bring a lot of people. We want it to be full in
there. Oh, man. Hey, Queen, can I ask you a question before you go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you ever seen Mississippi Joe?
I've never seen him before. Not that I know of.
Do you like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, I guess.
That's how Mississippi Joe look. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger, baby.
What? He looks Austrian? That's cool.
Man, that's a big guy. He all ripped up and chiseled and things of that nature. He look like he's on ice cream.
Well, I hope he comes to the club and sees us. I'll be glad to shake him a drink.
Yeah, he got blue motherfuckers all on his neck.
Oh,
Lord. All on his shoulders and shit. He got blue motherfuckers all on his shoulders.
Oh.
Cream, no joke. He a big guy. I mean, he well built.
Hey,
no
Cream, I'm going to be with him. Hey. I'm going to be with him, Cream, so these guys won't whoop me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cause I'm a little guy. You're going to have it your way. A little guy and a big guy.
Okay. Well, I need options. Yeah. So that'll be good.
You need
help.
Hello?
Miss Queen.
Yeah.
Well, we do appreciate you coming on. If you can stay on for 1 minute, I got to get you a couple of racers. And you know, you done made Wick mad now. Go, anytime you talk about somebody's muscles bigger than his, he get mad. Can you say something to Wick? Can you say something to Wick before he get off the phone? Before you get off the phone, can you say something to Wick?
Wick, can he hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, babe.
Oh, did I make you mad? I didn't mean to upset you.
Nah,
are you mad
you
for real? Are they just talking?
No, babe, I ain't mad.
Yes,
I like
the way
you sound. I'm happy, baby. I got money yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Hey, Wick.
Yeah, I got that money. I got that cash.
Sounds so good.
Hey, Wick, you ain't spent that money yet?
No, I'm finna get ready to spend. Who's that sleepy?
Okay. He can't spend it yet. He got to spend on me. Wait a minute. Don't be trying to get let him spend up all the money before he comes to see us.
Let you hear
so
it. Listen to it.
He kept it.
Can you hear
it? Oh, my gosh. I can hear
it. I'm finna let him hear my money.
Ken, say it to him again.
Let's make it beautiful.
That's the worst song you could possibly sing.
You said what, baby? What'd you say?
I hate that song.
What'd you say? I'm trying to be Chris Brown, man.
She getting weak. She getting weak.
Yeah.
She getting weak. The only reason she getting weak is because she getting weak. She getting weak.
Oh, shit.
It was a minute ago when they were shouting at me.
Yeah. I told him, they don't tell me, baby.
Hey, Gary, what's big clock at? What big clock at?
Big clock. Where you at, big clock?
I don't know. I'm in the area.
Big clock ain't saying nothing. Big clock, sleep. Hold on, y'all. I got to open up this one man's mic. Cream, I hope you stay on, but I got to get the D&D Racing. D&D Racing, I heard they perform surgery on... the grudge racer, the Mississippi grudge racer of the year, Don Mack. I'm gonna see here.
That's the Arkansas boy. That's the Arkansas boy.
Yeah. But let me. I gotta get Don Mack's version first. Don Mack, y'all do know. Let me introduce everybody to Don Mack.
Yeah.
Don Mack is the Mississippi grudge racer of the year.
Should have played the Gap Man song.
Hey, man.
Don Mack, how you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Yeah, what's up, Pete?
Don Mac, I know being the grudge racer of the year in Mississippi, I heard that you went to battle this weekend, and I had to call Don Mac. You know, you're still number one in my book, but what happened, Don Mac? Let me hear it first from you.
They just beat me. They ain't no excuse that long.
He just lost. I mean, that, listen, y'all, that's how a good – now, Don Mac, is that somebody that you don't want to mess with no more, or maybe so?
Hey, man, I told that guy whenever he get rid of weight.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. Don Mac, we talking to the good racer of the year, Mississippi bound. All right, here we go. We're going to try to – you know, Don Mac said – Don Mac, before I open up his mic, you going to say anything else? Or now, I don't want – you know, Don Mac. You want to say anything else to him before I open his mic up? I want you to get your party in first, Don Mac.
No, open your mic up. Let me see what you got to say.
D&D Racing, your mic is open. Who am I speaking with? D&D Racing.
Yeah. What's going on?
What's the word? Who am I speaking with?
Speaking with Cam.
This Big Cam?
Not Big Cam, just Cam.
Just Cam, let me ask you a question. What did you do to Don Mac this weekend? I got Don Mac, his mic is open. He said you won. He didn't give us no thrills, no. He held up both hands. You beat it. You know, I mean, is there anything that you can add to that? Is there anything that you can, you know, give us to let, was it an exciting race or a boring race? Where you stand on this thing, Cam?
He told it to you, Jeff, right? He told it to you. He ain't tell you about that gap, but he told it to you, Jeff, right?
I surely hope that the race was more exciting than damn Big Don and Cam, but Big Don, Matt, and Cam. But listen, Cam, how far did you gap the man? I mean, did you gap him? I mean, did he make the pass? Did he make a full pass?
Yeah, he made a full pass, as far as I know. I seen a little video of it. It's like about a car and a half, maybe.
About five cars. Good Lord.
I ain't say five cars. It's about a car and a half.
Okay. So now anything, hold on, let me read my note sheet here. My note sheet said they consider that in grudge racing, open ass surgery is when you beat a car by two cars or better. So is this, will you consider this an official open ass surgery?
Nah, we didn't beat him that bad. We only beat him on what his driver gave us off the tree. That's it.
And what was that? Car and a half?
It wasn't quite two cars.
All right, so I want to stand down. I want to make sure that everybody, that was not a open ass surgery performed this weekend. I want to make sure that we got that. It was a eclipse of an open ass surgery this weekend. So I just want to make sure that everybody know that, huh?
Mr. J. Bond, hey, everybody told you about us and Don Mac racing, but they didn't tell you about us and the love truck racing. The love truck got around us, so we was 1-1 yesterday. I don't just want to put the high side out there. We took the L yesterday too, but it's all good.
So you went 1-1. Well, that's a real gentleman of you to, you know, acknowledge that, you know, that you went 1-1, and because we have certain racers who don't count their losses, they just count the wins. So that's that says a lot about D&D racing that, you know,
Jay
that you Bond. Represent, right? Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, you already know who this is, so you might well take a back seat, Jimmy. D&D.
What up with
you? What's going on, brother? First, I'd like to congratulate you on your win. I'd like to congratulate you on your win. Y'all did your thing yesterday. But when y'all boys come back outside so I can get on that ass, man.
True G?
Yeah, you better know it.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, we're gonna have to stand down right now, Mr. Crew G.
Okay, I don't
have to stand down right now, but maybe one of these days we'll be able to holler at you in accommodation.
Okay, no problem. So with that being said, Jay, I'm going to give you back your show. I'm going back on mute.
Ooh, Well, hold on before you. Did you see? Did y'all see how the Florida boys come on and just close the show down? Good Lord. Anybody on here can stop. And just before y'all say anything, Nardis in the background waiting, so y'all just keep that in mind. Is there anybody that can. Did you notice how Coochie came on and just shut the show down? No, Mac, is there anybody over there that can help us out and stop Coochie? Anybody?
What do you got?
Same thing.
He got a truck. D&D is the man right now. D&D can't. I mean, nothing I can do with.
And D&D just might not have no heart right now. That ain't got nothing to do with them actually physically racing me.
That ain't the problem, bro.
Your nuts bigger than nails. Then show me you got nuts. And come on, let's do this.
Ooh, woo. Damn, too cheap. Don't be so rough on them.
Mayday.
Man, they got that damn Don Mac dropped out the phone. You said that, Coochie. Quit scaring my damn missing folks, man. Don't be doing that bullshit now.
Man, I'm just asking, bro. Hey, they say grudge ain't don't bring action. I'm bringing action. God damn it.
Man, Mr.
Mac.
There it is.
Mr. Mac,
hey, Mr. Mac, drop. We got to get him back on.
Mr. Mac, drop.
Ladder bar, stock suspension. We got a leaf spring. Make the race right. Let's gamble.
Make the race right.
He might got a leaf spring. I ain't sure.
Who am I speaking with?
The D&D.
Okay, what's going on, D&D?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Coochie, I'm just going to warn you, Coochie. D&D did the 5-second motherfucker with Don Mac, so just in case you don't know it.
Okay. That's what's up.
You sitting on 28 with Lee Spring?
Something like that.
Well, come on, Cool Chief. Let's gamble. What you sitting on? We can cut through all that. You know, one thing you do know is what's on your truck. If you don't know nothing else, you know what's on your truck. Let's gamble.
Okay, so what you trying to do? I want to race.
Ain't no shedding D&D down. Let's get down.
What you mean? A small block, 28 nitrous.
I say, are you on Lee Springs or Ladderbar?
I'm on Ladderbar, sir.
That's Gamma. You on Ladderbar?
Yeah, I got Ladderbar.
What can you do for some newcomers sitting on a stock suspension?
I'll give you three to the left or the right.
So you don't want a Gamma. You just came on the show to talk. You don't want a Gamma.
Man, I'm gambling. I told you. You asked me, what can I do? I will give you three calls to the left or the right.
No. Let us start the race and let's go.
Never in life. I ain't never chased a motherfucker.
Okay.
I don't even know how to chase a motherfucker. I don't even got running shoes on.
Okay, well, what else can you do? Let's meet in the middle.
Okay, well, what you talking about? Talk to me. I mean, I want you to sit beside me. I tell you what, I lock you in here. If I get away, I'll give you the back tie. How about that?
Crew Chief.
Yo.
We're going to get with you and we're going to sit right beside you, man.
Okay. No problem. How long I got to wait? This year, next year, summertime, wintertime, fall? I mean, let me know. Or y'all just get back with me when y'all about ready.
That's what we'll do. We know how to get in contact with you.
I'm gonna give you just because y'all cool with me, and I just watch y'all a little video on the Smack Center while I've been on the show. I'm gonna give you a little word of advice. Because you cool with me, you know what I mean? And this word of advice, I pay real close attention. The longer you wait, the worse it's gonna be. So, You've been warned.
Man, that sounds like some of my lines. Shit.
It's a long time. Wait, the worse it's going to be.
The quicker you make the right, the quicker you make the race right, we don't have to wait that long. Just go ahead and make it right. Let's gamble.
Well, you got the back tie. Get to the hook set.
You're going to have to do better than that, though. But if you can do anything better than that, let us know. We'll be around.
Yeah, what you need, man?
Let's move on with the show.
Oh, man.
Good luck.
Good luck.
When you make the race, we'll talk about it.
That's not what you, I just gave you something within reason. I just gave you something within reason, bro. I just gave you the back tie.
That oh.
I ain't got no reason to let us. I have no reason to let another small block truck lead and we chase. I ain't got nothing on my truck that's so much different than your truck that I gotta chase you, bro.
We just coming into the game, man, and we know we ought to beat, but if you give us a 1-1, we'll get them.
Give you 1-1? Man, what the hell? You think I got a pro block? What, you think I got a pro stock truck or something?
Hey, man. Somebody dialed on the damn phone again.
One thing about it, he got something, Jay. He shut everybody down, so he's doing something.
Yeah, I mean,
man,
it didn't
I just like the race,
that
man.
For a minute. I got to move to another damn segment before the show just cut off.
I just like the race, man. I just like the race.
It's a back half truck, and I'm sitting on a stock suspension. You make the race right with him.
Man, listen, bro. You got your lane. You got your lane in the back tie. You put your back tie in the beam. When the motherfucking light turns green, run for your fucking life.
All right. <let's...
laughs> Well, listen, I'm going to let y'all think about that. I'm going to open the mic for a man that talked a hell of a lot. So... hit this right here for it. Ladies and gentlemen, the man of the hour, the man amongst many men, the promoter of the year, actually the second promoter of the year, called the Tommy Dog, is the promoter of the year. Co-star, go!
You jackass. I got to be up.
It's a pleasure to meet such a high quality standard man as yourself, Pro Stock. How you doing this evening?
This is who?
Pro Stock? I was talking about you, Pro Stock.
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
All right. Pro Stock, I heard that contrary to what people wanted you to have, you had give me one of the big words you use, Pro Stock. Exceptional race this weekend, and Big Dick with Gigantor showed up and showed out. But I need a race report. Would you please tell everybody how Big Dick controlled the Orangeburg territory, as well as how exciting the event that a man that your high quality produced this weekend, sir?
Yeah. We had a pretty good show. It was exciting. A little disappointing. A couple of races did not get off. Four big time races didn't get off in particular. The Gangsta Boo 2, Primetime Tony Bynes was there, locked in with Big Hurt. And they couldn't get off. Big Hurt snapped his drive shaft. Those boys drove all the way to Florida. But in a big surprise and stand-up move, Tony Bynes, because he's a member of the NGRA, gave Big Hurt and them back their punk out money. So they didn't punk out, they just broke. And that's the difference. And they were the ones that traveled, so he gave them their money back. So big stand-up move for that. But big props to Big Hurt and Baldy and Smoke and Chief and all those boys for coming down and doing their thing. Boogeyman locked in with King Nate and the Menace Mustang. The Menace Mustang, a stock suspension on small block on 29. Beautifully painted car.
Yeah.
Beautifully painted car. Just new on the scene. Came down to... Really? Came down to run the Boogeyman Mustang. Boogeyman had a problem. I think he hurt his motor. They couldn't go.
Big Sexy. I don't know what his wrong with his car. You ever seen that damn commercial? That little dude as the GPS, a dude named Havoc. He's like, turn left. And that's what Big Sexy was doing the whole weekend. He was turn right. He let the car go. It would turn right. So he couldn't race. And then, of course, he was supposed to race Kenny Beecham and the Four Horsemen. Big props to both dudes for coming down. Those dudes, that car is on rails. So Kenny Beecham got that thing locked in, dialed in. They ready to rock. Also, then last but not least, Giganto and Cold Killer. I mean, I'm sorry, his name is just Cold now because Big Dick said he ain't killed nobody. So that Cold Killer broke his rear in his car and they couldn't go. But all in all, then Bad Storm and the Underdog went at it, man-to-man, chest-to-chest, and the Underdog came out on top. Bad Storm had beaten them two times before. Those two cars are married and said they're going to race every time they see each other, and they was true to their word. This time the Underdog came out on top, so big props to Panic. That was the driver of the Bad Storm Mustang, and he put the win out on the Storm. And then we got Street King. He went took it back old school. Street King took his motor car and gave another car four on the brakes. Old big heavy Chevy named Big Country, the box Chevy, took the four on the brake and stayed out there. Street King made it close. Got back to a damn quarter pounder, but he couldn't get no further. So that was a good deal on that. Then we had the Extreme Dream Stock Suspension Shootout. We had eight cars in there. We had Casper, the white Mustang, Calvin Kelly. We had Jeff Coates out of Georgia with a twin turbo, the black LX. We had Brian Blind McPhee with the big Fulton motor. We had the Gangsta Blue, too. Tony Myers at the helm. We had Sable, and we have Bad Influence. And one more person, I can't think of the name of it was. But anyway, Cotton Hayes, White Regal. I just put a video up with him a minute ago. But in any event, Casper couldn't make the first round, so Jeff Coates advanced for the first round, buying over Cotton Hayes, and Brian McGee was over Deep Bad Influence. Malibu, that thing is fine, small block as it is, and then Keith Stables took out the Underdog. Underdog, that was the eighth car. Then in the semifinal, the Gangsta Bull with Tony Myers took out Jeff Coates in the twin turbo car. A lot of dollars, a lot of change was flying around on that one. And then Keith Sable took out Flying Brian McGee, and you can bet a lot of money was lost on that one. Then in the finals, Keith Sable and Gangsta Bull, too. He took the early lead, was leading at half track, and he went past Max Rock TV. He was out there riding at about the 500-foot mark. Sable says he drove around, and Tony Mines says he had to get off the gas. I don't know. That's up for debate. You make the call. Max Rock TV will have the videos up from NGRA Bounty Day later on this week, but there were no bounties collected at NGRA Bounty Day. We'll do it again next year. We'll see if somebody can collect some bounties. So, but had a good day of racing. There was a couple of little small races. Don't know those guys' names. Yeah.
And post up. I know you gentlemen. What was a good race, y'all? You got a chance to talk to the people that came out? Did they enjoy themselves?
Oh yeah. Everybody had a good time. You know, people. You know, we paid out the full pot.
I like that.
On the race. We went and we had seven cars at first in the Extreme Stock Suspension. We went and solicited another car. We were going to pay that with the seven cars anyway. I already told them that we were going to pay them the pot, the full pot anyway, even with the seven cars. And then we went and solicited over the microphone. We got another car came up there and rounded out the field. But it was a good day, though, man. Everybody enjoyed themselves.
Well, let's put that to bed. Was there ever an issue that the pot was not going to be paid? Was that ever an issue? You know, somebody, you know, it had came across the wire. Some blasphemy came across the wire. So, is it... put that to bed for me. Was the money ever a problem?
No. Before we went to the event, we put out the budget for the car. The full budget was in place for all the races that took place. So the full budget was in place.
But yeah, we told those guys, told Keith Stable, I had a conversation with him. I said, come on out, man. And if y'all give us a good race, man, we're going to definitely we'll give y'all this money. Y'all come on out, perform like y'all always do, and we'll definitely take care of y'all. So, yeah, we was always going to take care of the people. But the idea is just making sure we get some, we don't have two cars show up. And, you know, we're trying to give the fans some action. That's what we put the money up for, give the fans some action. So it's a two-way street. So, and that's why it's an issue as well. But, yeah, we had a good race, though. Fans had a lot of fun. And listen, man, I was on the microphone, and I was doing my signature call. Now, the Smack Talk TV signature call. Good God, mother smell the fucking rib.
Yeah, I heard that several times.
Good God, mother smell of them fucking ribs. When the guys do the burnout out and they got all the smoke going on, don't it remind you of a cookout with all the smoke going on and everything like that? And they cook in some ribs and the ribs okay. and you smell the good, you smell the rubber and it smell is all the atmosphere. So Nightman was the original one that gave me that line. He said some little kid told him that at a cookout. And I loved it. Now, the first 10 times I said the word on the air, even, or at an event on the microphone, I gave Type Man his props. I said, that's what Type Man said. But now, listen, the statute of limitations ran out, and it is no more copyright infringement. I done gave him a copyright accountable, and so I can use it now. But I'm on the sideline. I said, good God, mama smelled them fucking And he hit me in my goddamn throat. That bitch hit me in my throat hard. He did it three times. The first time that bitch hit me hard, though, I knew him. I told that bitch, you hit me like that again, I'm going to kill you. Eh? But, yeah, y'all got to talk to Type Man, tell him. Stop trying to hit me in my damn rib.
Well, listen, I got Type Man is the lawyer, and he said that he do have an extended lease on that saying. Type Man, are you there?
Right here, J-Bond. Right here, man.
When you gave ProStar a limited use license, or did you gave him a free will license to use that?
Man, I didn't give him no license, no rights, no nothing to use my thing. Let's get this straight, J-Bond. I don't even like the dude, man. Real talk.
Hey, listen, man, listen. You ever heard of eminent domain? That's when the government can come and take your shit and give you $13 for it or whatever price they think is fair, give you market value, and use your shit for the good of the people. Now, for the good of the people, I gave you 10 credits. 10 different occasions I gave you credit for this thing because you were the one, no question, no doubt, that came up with it. But through the power of eminent domain, section 35, subsection B, paragraph 12 of the eminent domain clause of the United States of the government of the Grudge Racial Unification Organization structures solidified of the world, they said, I can take your shit.
Okay, well, folks, the only thing I'm going to tell you and Jay Bond is that sounds like some G14 classified stuff. My clearance is not that high, so I'm going to let you go ahead on and use that, right? But I will take you to court because me, Lil Carter, and Truck Driver have came up with our own division. We thought about this from Jay Bonds with the Preparation H, and we have this account. A corporation called the Mall Money Corporation. And J-Bond, the Mall Money Corporation is, you know how you have some guys you call and you ask them about going to a show, give them a personal invite to a show. And guys, for example, like Big Clock, he give you every excuse in the world why the nightmare was running. And the real truth was, his wife wouldn't let him go, so, you know, he didn't know what to do, so I had to explain to the guys on the show, well, you can't go to the racetrack, have your wife or your girlfriend, significant other, to call 404
353-3716. It's called the Mall Money Corporation. When
Mallmoney.com.
And we on PayPal now. We on PayPal
Tight man, send my check in the mail, goddammit.
Oh,
the check don't go to you now. The check go to the wife.
and Jay Vaughn. See, that's the misconception that a lot of racists have. The check goes to the female. And
Hold on, for using me as an example, I should send my check in the mail, sir.
You will get one, Clark, but I was just using you as an example because I know it's all good. But, Jay, like I was saying, a lot of racists have it confused that the check goes to them when the check actually goes to the female, and there's only one requirement.
What's that? What's the requirement, Ty?
Don't tell. That's all. You got to be gone. Don't worry about that. That's between my money and her. Don't worry about it. You just go.
Well, pro stop. No, I'm going to tell it the nice way. We have a theme song called Stoop Down Baby. And as long
stoop
as she
down,
can
baby.
Stoop down, as long as she can stoop down, she can
get
her
that
money. Yeah. And Jay.
And this is mallmoney.com. Yeah, when your wife won't let you out to go to the track.
Exactly.
Hey.
Exactly.
Now, if you give your wife some money, she going on by her business. She said you going about your business. But
yeah,
you can't go no damn where. You gonna spend your money at the damn track. You ain't got no money for me. Take your ass right here.
But that song says stoop down, baby, and show me what is that? Show me what?
Stoop down, baby, and let your daddy see. See, cause
you got
some
down
there.
You got some down there worrying the hell out of me.
Something down there wording the hell out of me.
Stoop down,
right.
Baby. Yeah.
But for the guys that are trying to go to the track, there's no need to worry. Me, Lil Carter, a truck driver, will take care of that down there that's wording the hell out of me. So
what about you got the senior citizen division too now, though?
Pro stop. You're not on the board for the Mall Money Corporation. Get your ass back. And let me explain to Jay Barnes the different divisions.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there are different divisions.
You're right. Jay,
okay.
we have a division that is headed by Mr. H.D. Rogers. You have to be 57 and older. But we have some 57-year-old women that looks very good for their age, but we call that the senior citizen division.
And so they have to contact H.D. Rogers. For their mall money.
Yeah, but Jay, before these people look us up online, I just want to let them know that Mr. Rogers' account will be back up because he recently got his asshole blown out. and we suspended. Hey Jay.
Huh?
Not being funny, my buddy King Biz, if he's not careful, he will be, I will see his number on the mall money list.
King Biz had proctology surgery.
Hey, Jay, I heard that King Biz didn't even go back to Chi-Town. He came strictly to the factory to get them extra long tips and
listen,
some gloves.
This is the first time that we had somebody to get violated and drive to the factory. To get help. The man pulled up, man, at the factory. Ooh. Come on, you know what I need. Let me have it.
Jay, we got a broadcast on Sunday. We had a Amber Alert. They were looking for bids, and they had a Q-tip alert. So they had a preparation made Q-tip alert. They were looking for bids.
and home. We seen them on the damn radio. We seen them on the radio.
That but listen, I'm sure he went missing, but he showed up at the factory today. Now, and didn't say nothing. You know what I need? Let me have it. That's all he said.
Let me get 2 boxes of everything y'all make here.
Well,
hey.
Well, listen, I got. Well, listen, I got to have this. Y'all give me one break. I got to, because I don't want to hold him out too long. I got to introduce him. This weekend, we were all privileged, type man. Postdoc and myself was privileged to see a legend in action. He goes by the name of the Wild Man. Wild Man came out. I know we don't give time in grudge racing. Off the trailer ran something like a 430. Wild Man, everybody stand up. Give the Wild Man a great round of applause. Wild Man, how you doing this evening?
Hey, was that decimal point in front of the 4 or behind the 4?
No.
Wild man,
you came back. Wild man, you came back.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you punked that one man off the trailer. He refused to come off the trailer with you because he was scared. He seen
Road Dog seen that
you was in top form. Road Dog just refused to take off the trailer. And so let me ask you this, Wild Man. The man that you are, being that you on your first debut back, you done scared the Road Dog. I mean, where are you going from here?
Well, you know, let me tell you the truth. Remember that little white Monte Carlo or whatever it was?
The white Regal that was cotton hay.
Yeah, that came down with the 4 horsemen.
That was Benji.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's who I was planning on running after I made the first pass. And the truth be known, if I had got past him, I was going to try Pro Stock Joe's man, little Wiener or something like that.
You mean Big Dick?
I was going to try him because I had a feeling that I could run him heads up because he had a big tire on that car. And that was in my plan because I was going to try to parlay my little money from that white car into him and try to pick up that $500 bounty because he had NGRA.
Man, you dirty dog, and you try to get the bounty off of Giganto, Wild Man, you ain't no good.
Well, no, I was just trying to make a comeback and do something.
You try to get a bounty at the same time, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
wow.
But I found out that after somebody did a little work on the he didn't do no work on the car. He seen what was happening and we did some computer stuff because he came all the way from Florida, and he said he wanted to see a car really do something to somebody up this way. But unfortunately, the motor locked up or something. I ain't even looked. Some people say that it vapor locked on me. Some people say that I dropped the valve, and I just rolled everything, the car and the trailer in the garage, and dropped it right there, and I was going to come home today and check on it, but I said I'll do it tomorrow.
Well, Wild Man, I have a question for you. Did you put it in the garage because you are a little nervous, or did you just put it in the garage because you disgusted?
You know, I was calm as can be. The only thing that was flowing was the adrenaline, you know, after I got that write-off from the doctor. And if you notice that one pass I made, you know, the only thing I wanted to see if it went straight on the other end. And it went so straight, I don't even remember how it went on the other end. So you know that's
how
straight
it went. I got it on film, Wild Man. I'll put it up by tomorrow. I'll put your pass on. The first video I put up, I'll put your pass on the front or the back of that video.
Okay. So,
but go ahead, Walter.
And plus, you know, I had a green lineup man that passed, and you know, he had me lined up crooked. But
yeah, you was crooked. I can vouch for that. You was crooked.
But, you know, like I said, maybe, you know, if the man that's lining you up, maybe he sees something that I don't see, and that's why he had me like that. So I just wanted to go down.
He needed a patch over one eye. Wow, man, what he needed.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it was crooked, you know, I knew I could drive out of it, so I wasn't too much concerned with going into the other lane.
You did your thing. You know. Did your thing. Hey, Jay, I got to jump off of here, but listen, I got a wire from Little Carter. He said, we just hired Biz to experiment to test out the new Preparation G model with the aerosol spray extra strength. He said, it turns out you got to have the carpet brush attachment to blow his back in. I don't know what that means, but hey, that's what Little Carter said. So anyway.
I just want to thank you and NGRA for having me there, and Cold Killer and Jay Bonds and all of letting me be there, especially to bring the car, you know.
Good having you back at the track, Wild Man. Good having you back. We definitely appreciate you coming out. And you appreciate you scaring old Road Dog.
Brooks. Road Dog.
Isaac Brooks. Yeah,
out of the bush, man. We really thought he was gonna be a no show.
Hey, Jay, I hate to cut you off. This is exactly what happened. Brooks happened to pull up. Me, Wild Man, Lil Tony, we was all over to the trailer. And Joe, you know we come on these shows and time again you hear dudes talking about they can't get a race, right? I went right to the track and I asked everyone this and that before Wild Man finished the story for me. Oh, he might be gone. Before Isaac Brooks could get out of his car.
Wild Man is on.
Oh, go ahead, Wild Man.
No, I was saying, you're right. You know, go ahead, tell the story, tight.
Hold up. Before Brooks could get out of his car, I went over there and tapped on his window after waiting about 2 minutes, and he knew he had walked beside a killer. Then I tapped on his window, and he wound his window down, and I gave him $500 and told him, we're going to lock you in straight off the trailer. We ain't made a pass. You ain't made a pass. And he held on to it for about 58 minutes. And I told him, if you hold on to it for an hour, you know it's 7% on every dollar. So he held up and gave it back to me. Didn't want to do nothing with a small block. 3,105
That was with Little Tony now.
Yeah. I tell you the truth. Ducking.
So then, you know, we looked at him and said, well, I ain't been off the trailer in a year or so, and let's do something. So he said, okay. And I waited, and he said he got to charge the battery. I waited, and then all of a sudden he said he had to make a hit. And I'm going like, I ain't made a hit in over a year. Yeah, I try you off the trailer because I didn't want to be put in that category that y'all talk about, people that come to the track and won't engage. So I waited, and then he made his hit. I let him make his hit. Yeah, I still was going to do it. But, you know, I wanted to make a hit. And then he started talking when I said, okay, let me make a hit. Then he started talking that give me the – break, give me the back time and all this.
Wow.
Wild Man, we call it race stopping language. Race stopping language.
Yeah. So then I went down and the Four Horsemen told me about that car that fit like mine, and I said, yeah, okay. Well, you know, that's fine with me. But then he wanted to make a hit too.
Yeah, Benji.
Yeah,
that would have been a pretty good race if y'all would have both, because both of y'all didn't make clean passes the first time out.
Right.
So that would have been a driver's race if that y'all would have. Wild Man did three wheels stand down the track. Y'all should have seen. Wild Man went to the left a little bit, so he's lined up crooked, straightened back up, got into it again, did another wheel stand,
got out of it and did another wheel and rode it on down the track. I said, do it, wow.
Well, see, that's why we had to go on the laptop and take it out of wheel stand. I thought it was a wheel stand contest. See,
you stupid. You just did wheel.
Yeah, but I'm gonna find out tomorrow what it is. You know, I got two things that I think it might have happened. It might have dropped the valve, and I might have been lucky because. All alone, I had been saying, man, I should have run the valves on this thing, you know, but I didn't, you know. But I'll find out tomorrow. The job that Tight Man got me had me going today. I thought I was going to be off early, but I'm not. And hopefully tomorrow I'll get home on my break and just pull the valve covers and look and see what it looked like up top. And if everything looks good there, I'm going to have to take it to my man. No, I won't do that. I just have to figure out the plan. Tight Man laughing at me right now. So,
all right, well, but otherwise, good luck with your venture, Wild Man. Hey, y'all, I got to jump over here. I will holler at y'all tomorrow. And those people out west and the Atomic Dog All Roads Lead to Texas, I will have some of those videos up this week. I apologize for the delay, but as soon as I got back from out there, I was in New York for a couple of days, and I came back here, and I immediately had to go out of town again. So anyway, I'll get that stuff up, and I'll get the NGRA Body Day stuff up as well. All right. I'll see y'all later, man. Good night, y'all.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so that's where I'm at, and I will have it up and running real soon and get back out there because, you know, I feel like the old me from years gone by. And Tight Man up there talking about them blues songs, Stoop Down Baby, and all that good stuff. Yeah. So it's bringing back some memories. So that's all it is. Like I said, I want to thank y'all for having me, you know. And it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of calls, you know, about the show and everything else. And a lot of people welcomed me back, you know, and that made me feel a lot better. So I'm right there, and I'm going to jump off unless anybody got a question for me. And Tight Man, I'm with you on the BC. I jumped out of that, too. That's all I'm going to say.
The postdoc get off the phone. You know, we can't talk when he on. Did he leave?
Yeah, he gone.
Okay, all right, let's get back to normal stuff now. Now the one bad boy, hold on, I got before I get to 901 bad boy, Jeff, let me make sure Jeff on. I want to ask Jeff one more question because it's almost 10 o'clock. I want to ask Jeff one more question. So you open. Jeff, you there? I don't know if Jeff's there
sir.
Or not. Jeff,
yes, sir, I'm here. I'm here, Jeff.
Now let me ask you this, Jeff. I just got to go back to that. I can't get it out of my system. Now, so when you was at the track and Biz was walking around with that tennis skirt, what color was his panties?
Jay. Jay, he know what color they were. He know what color he had on, man. I can't do it that way.
But now it's you know. Jeff, you can't get rape charges when if he walking around with a tennis shirt and red panties or polka dot pants, whatever color they were, man. I mean, he made you do it.
I really don't know what color it was because I don't look. I just slide it to the side.
Okay, good enough for me. That's good enough for me. All right, let me go back on.
Y'all have a good night, man.
Jeff, don't go nowhere. Before I close out, I might need one more picture of that bitch. Wick, you there? Call 901 bad boy. 901 bad boy, he's scared because he no clock on the line.
Oh, shit. Wick on
you. But either way, hey, man, all right. Hold on, I got Melvin. Melvin, when is the race? Melvin, you there? You there?
Go ahead, I'm here.
Melvin,
I'm
when
here.
Is the race between you and Biz, because you promised Biz ass whooping too, didn't you?
Yeah, this weekend. It's supposed to be this weekend at 41
this
over
weekend?
There. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure, so at the Grove?
Yeah,
not
well,
the Grove.
It was supposed to have been at
41.
I said it's supposed to have been at 41, but they was talking about the Grove, so I wanted to try to get them on there so we can make sure we was at the same place. I cruise on over there to the Grove, too. So that's
well,
what Greg told me
Ben,
they was all going to be at.
Let me make sure. Ben, you on? Melvin said, why are you trying to hide?
He can't sit down right now, Jay.
Oh, he can't sit down right now?
Well, his mic is open. I know he on it. He might be on mute for a minute. But
okay.
You know, but now, for y'all that don't know up north, that on May the 4th, Detroit is going to be invaded by three different coasts. The South Coast, the West Coast, and the East Coast, all converging on Milan Dragway on May the 4th. And so I hope y'all prepared for that. Illinois, Indiana said they in the house. Mississippi said they in the house. Florida, Georgia, Alabama in the house. North Carolina, New Jersey in the house. If you think, do y'all really think that Detroit can stand this type of invasion? Can they withstand the invasion? That'll be the topic of the week. Can they withstand the invasion? Tight man, you there?
I'm right here.
Tight man, go ahead. Your words of wisdom, Tight, give me some insight to this thing.
Well, Jay, I don't know because I know they got a race team up there, Always Scared. And Always Scared. They try to do a little racing from time to time. And
can anybody get the president of Always Scared on the line? I mean, after 10 o'clock, we can't get him now. But can anybody get Always Scared on? I mean, I know what's the area? Melvin. 313, is that the area code? Can somebody please get us Always Scared on the line? He go by the name of Wayne. Wayne's World, they call it.
Yeah,
but
Always
now,
Scared.
But what's your thought on that? Type?
Well, they will go. But they, you know, they always scared. That's when I met them in Macon last year, they were scared of King Biz. So you know, I kicked Biz in the balls tonight. But you know why I kicked him? Guess what, Jay? How many times do you have to slap me in the face before I know you left handed?
He was slapping it so fast, Tight. He couldn't see it. He couldn't tell which hand.
He was like Chris Douglas. Which one of y'all kicked me?
He couldn't tell which hand it was. I don't know. And then you do know that coming up next weekend, Tight, the Bobby Child Grand Opening Extravaganza will be happening. Bobby Child, Billy Goat Child, are you on the phone? I'm sorry, Bobby Goat Child, are you on? Now somebody's scared, Bobby. Is a tummy dog on? That's the only person that makes Bobby run high.
Well, he no clock got that nightmare in the chassis shop, and ever since then, Bobby's just been looking like he's getting a little weaker and a little weaker.
And Jerome,
the boxer.
The boxer. Yeah, Jerome the boxer is trying to knock Bobby out the box. So, you know, you got to pay a little attention to that. But now, Tight, let me tell you this: it's been a hard week on me. If everybody all right before, and you know the show is still full. But now, let me open up a couple of mics, and if y'all want to. We can take an early vacation this time, but now let me go to Big Danny before we do that. Tight, hold on. Let me see if I can get Big Danny up. Big Danny, wake up.
I'm up. Hey, Jay, y'all need to, I need some of that Preparation H with Biz, too.
No, Danny, they didn't get you, too.
Yeah, they got me too now.
Well, Daddy, you know Ben drove straight to the factory.
Tell Bill to bring me some back when he gets back in town.
Hey, Daddy, not being funny. Ben told me he had got you some. That's why he told Jay he wanted two of everything the factory produced.
So yeah, them boys from Ground and Pound put it on us though. You know, we gotta give them their props though. They did their job. You know what I'm saying? Nobody mad. Everybody had fun. You know, with you on a good show. And man, that Blue S10 did something. What's them people called? Most Wanted. Man, them people most dead.
Oh, D&D Racing. Hold on, since you brought them up, let's talk to them. If you can wake them up. D&D Racing, are you awake? D&D. He might be asleep, you know.
Yeah, we're still here, Jake. What's going on?
Let me ask you this here. Do you have any remorse? Do you have any remorse on how you treated Don Mack, the good racer of the year?
No.
God, no. No remorse.
Hey, AJ.
Huh?
Yeah. He's still my friend, but no.
Yeah. Hey, AJ, if they had a bounty on their head, he sure collected it. He collected it right off the tree.
Damn. Ooh. So you saying he was a lumberjack?
Hey, man, he collected the bounty right off the tree. It said most wanted. He said, man, pay up right now. Right off the tree, type man. Right off the tree. I'm standing there watching.
I mean, this ass whooping is brought to you by D&D Racing. Don Mack. Now I can say Don Mack do bring action though. Now I have to give him that. And then I want to add one more thing. X-Rated Racing. They still keep texting me about Gadget. They said that, you know, can they get Gadget? Let me tell you what they said. Dexter of Rated X Racing said that he got a small block, that he want to race Gadget's big block, and he's willing to bet on the gap. I'm just reading what the teleprompter say.
They won't even race me now. They want to race Gadget.
I'm just telling you what
boys don't want to do no racing. Jay, they complained about it. They said, I want no good sportsman, this and that. They done skipped the race to 6 o'clock. And I told them, they wanted me to wait to 6:30. I told them, no, I wasn't going to wait. They said, I ain't a good sportsman. They came so far and all this and that. I told them, whenever they get ready to race, I'm going to give them their lockup money back as long as they race.
That's all. When I talked to them today, they nuts was size of football. And they said that they want a damn ball. They want to knock
that
Clark off. They want to knock Clark off.
Is that turbo to him?
No, no,
hey,
no,
hey,
no,
Whit,
no. This ain't
terrible.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. My bad, X-Rated. I ain't mean that. X-Rated got the Malibu, right?
No. X-Rated is some guys out of Port Gibson, Mississippi, Whit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I should have known they weren't the people you know, so I'm sorry.
Hey, Whit, just hold on. We're going to get your head blown out, and when we do get your head blown out, Jay can keep his tip at home. We're going to put the whole ball in your ass.
Hey, Jay, you know what you should have did?
What?
You should have put the bounty out for me. The whole world bounty out, the whole country. The whole, you know, you should have put a bigger bounty out.
Can't nobody take that bounty yet, Wick. Let me tell you this. When you the future grudge racer of the year, man, people scared of you, man.
I know. They tell me, AJ, they said, you didn't give us enough time. I know that last pass. I said, that's why y'all last pay that locker.
AJ Bonds.
Huh?
You got the president of Always Scared Racing on the phone.
All right. Hold on. Let me bring him on.
That's the president of Always Scared with all that noise.
Now, it's forever.
Okay, It's forever.
All right, hold on, everybody. The president, anytime the president come on, y'all have to give, you know. All right, everybody, y'all stand up. You know, all rise, all rise. According to session, the honorable president of Always Kid, Wayne, is on. Everybody, Wayne, Always Kid. Hold on, damn, hit the button. Wayne, how you doing, sir?
Yo.
Wayne. Now, you know what happened?
Wayne,
you heard?
Wayne didn't like that shit. Y'all called him the.
Wait! Hold on! Back the fuck up! What the fuck is y'all talking about? Wayne here. Wick on the phone and then hung up.
I'm listening right now, Jay. I hear everything you're saying.
You tell
Will. Nobody move. Nobody get hurt.
Uh-oh.
Danny know the business. Danny know the business.
Uh-oh. Wayne, what you got going down in Milan, Michigan on the 4th? I mean, can you stand, can Michigan stand an invasion on May the 4th? I mean, can y'all hold off the South, the East, and the West?
You goddamn right.
Hey, who does that know?
It's the Motor City Mayhem.
Motor City Mayhem.
We dare anybody from the South to cross this Michigan border and try to come get some. And that includes Wick. I
Good.
Dare you.
Uh-oh. You know, Wick, that day he's still checking the calendar. He's checking the calendar. I talked to Wick earlier. He told me straight up. He's gonna try to find some easy guys to whoop. He ain't necessarily want to down. You know, he didn't want no hard work.
But see, Whit trying to take the easy way to be the grudge race of the year. He ain't trying to do it the hard way.
Hey, Big Clark, is Wick still on? What happened to Wick's mic?
Man, not on throw Wick to get up on the bed. Hold up. Hey, we're taking advice from 902 right now. 902 told him to duck. We don't want these motherfucking problems.
Hold on,
we don't
man.
Want that tough shit.
Hold on, man. Talk too fast. Hold on.
What?
I'm saying with them duck, Jay.
Man, what the hell is y'all doing, man?
Man, Wayne came on and Wick clapped to his phone under the bed.
Wick ain't no fool.
I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. With that being said,
hey,
man.
I know Brian Davis said if prime time bring their ass across this Michigan line, he going to lock in with Dillinger or anything else in the prime time camp.
Who looking for me? It's 901. Who looking for me?
Uh-oh.
Oh, y'all, you got the phone out under the bed.
We deal with the biggest ass up here.
Wayne said he double dare you to come to the North on May the 4th, and I told him that you had a family reunion and your wife sister was sick, and you know, I gave him all the things you had told me were wrong. I told him. Wayne got to work and stuff, man. That man don't want to do nothing, man.
I took the whole week off just for you, Whit.
Man, you don't want that problem.
I got three calls up here, and they all got your name on it.
Mm. Uh-oh. I was on a turbo car. I mean, shit, I was going to gap the DJ Grand Ass. He wouldn't wreck the time, man. I was going to gap that man.
Okay, well, come gap me then. Show me what you're going to do to DJ.
Lock in. Now, I want to ask this question. If the future grudge racer of the year get called out, do he have the right to duck?
And it ain't ducking. I might not can't make that race, so that ain't ducking.
Okay.
I just had the ducks. I just couldn't shoot them. I had ducks laying right out there. I just couldn't shoot them.
What I got to do to get some of that feathers, man? Just tell me what I got to do, man.
Man, you could have been dead.
Do I have to lock in King Kong and the Predator?
Ooh, man. No.
And I don't care which one you bring first.
Man. Man.
Now,
if you really want me to come, yeah, you can do that, but it's going to cost you.
Okay, stop talking. I'm listening. Keep on talking.
You said you're going to lock both of them in?
Did I stutter?
All right.
Woo,
woo. All right, it's going to cost you $1,505 on each one.
How much?
Okay.
$1,505.
Lock your ass in. You lock
the Predator in, and you're going to lock King Kong in, right?
Yes, sir.
Mile and Dragway,
May the 4th. Never Scared versus 901. Down on your ass, I go.
Hey, I talked to my crew. And I still talk to my crew. I gotta talk to my crew and then we'll lock that in.
Okay, how long is it gonna take you to talk to them?
Tight man, would you please stop that?
Tight man, that ain't no damn backup there. That's somebody's heart monitor going off. Clark, let me see. Clark, are you there? I want to make sure I heard what I heard. Clark, Wayne said, lock your punk ass in, and Wick said, well, hold on, let me call and see if my mom at the house. Is that what you said? I got to make sure my guys get off and stuff, man. I want to ask one question, Wick.
I want to ask one question. So when you made that offer, you really didn't expect Wayne to lock that shit in, did you?
No, I was just making sure he was going to know it was going to be big. It wasn't going to be small for me to come up there.
But, Wick, you weren't ready. You weren't ready.
Hold on.
I still got to talk to my
crew. You locked some in big.
I still got to talk to my crew.
You said 15-05. You ain't said nothing about big money.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with me talking to my crew, is it?
No. But you still think about some big money. I ain't even talking about my big.
I got drivers and stuff I got to talk to at work. But once I talk to them, talk to my tuner and stuff who going to come with me, then I lock you in 15-05 with pedals.
Okay.
I locked this in tonight, then I talked to my driver, and I ain't going to be able to take off. I talked to my tuner. Now I got to go over here. When I come up there, I want to make the birthday wide red mine.
Hey, man, y'all make it known that you're real quick, Jay.
If you really wanted to raise me, you would have came to Holly Springs.
No.
Now,
you know what's coming.
If he really wanted to race you, he said lock it in. That's a man really want to race. That's a long ride for me, though, Jay. Wick, have you been to Texas before? I'm just telling you, that mile is longer than Texas for me. It's 14 hours for me.
No, it's not.
I know Chicago 9 hours for me with a trailer, 9 to 10 hours with a trailer. We don't got
But you're not gonna come that way when you come to Detroit.
Which way I'm gonna come?
You're not gonna go through Chicago. You're gonna sidestep that.
How many hours is it then? From Maryland to Memphis?
It took us 14 hours from Detroit to Reno.
And we came through
Memphis.
It'll be 12, 13 hours for me.
So how long will it take you to get to Lena?
It's a good 11 mile ride.
Okay. That ain't bad. And when I got a bad company, that lock in anything in prime time camp.
Right, I ain't talked to nobody. I can't. I just was making sure the money was gonna be there first. Why even talk to these people? See, that's what I was doing first. For the people that thinking I'm backing up, cause I ain't never backed out no race. So I don't know why you keep saying the beat beat when I say something. Cause I don't back out no race. Evidently, you beat beeping for somebody else. So you know. But let's back up. I want your girl to bag up in your face or something. Cause if I ask the girl, can I get that thing? And she said it's gonna cost you $1,500 on $5,000. I said okay, and then she said, "Hold on, let me call and make sure I got." I said, "Let me talk to my crew." You didn't understand what I said. That's why I said I'm gonna lock you in. That's false advertising, Wick. That's false advertising. See, when you travel, you got this little bitty car that can go fly across the world for $100. I ain't the 2013 drug racing. You the one giving them out. You ain't racing nobody all year. You ain't been out none but one time, man. You really need to be quiet.
I mean, well, goddamn.
Then you done ran it all year. So you need to really be quiet now, kid.
Why I gotta be quiet? Because I wanna lock your ass in.
That means you're doing a lot of talking.
Did I not lock you in with the Predator for your race before you changed the date? Did I not?
I don't remember. Yeah, I believe you did.
Okay then, so don't blame that on me because you fucked the date up, man. We had a gang load coming down there.
That's why I came back and locked you back in on May 19th.
Okay,
but now you want me to come way up there 2 weeks before that race. So I will, but let me talk to your crew and make sure they want to come way up there and knock your ass off because we know this ain't going to be no problem.
Okay.
And I'll get back with you. But if I can't, I got to make sure I want my whole crew together because whatever track y'all got up there, I want to be able to get down it. And I know I'll be able to get down it. Them girls is good, bad, whatever.
This is a
I want to be able to put something on your ass.
Hey, man, somebody get Will on the phone. I don't know who the fuck this is. Call Will. Get Will on the phone.
It's the same motherfucker you done seen and didn't try to race. That's who it is. This ain't weak, man. This ain't weak.
No, it
don't
sound like him.
You
it don't sound like him.
You didn't come over like and get in the lane. This sound more like Tony Bynes trying to outskip somebody.
Wait. You talking about when we was in Lena and I was still racing and you left already?
I ain't never. I seen when I leave. I ain't leave to the track club.
No, you're a damn liar.
I seen the last race. I seen your last race, man. I'm sitting there watching.
Okay, so you know I was there racing, right? You just said I wasn't racing.
I said you didn't ask me.
No, I didn't ask you. You didn't ask me either.
I didn't, because, hell, I knew you weren't going to run. That's why I ain't ask you. I knew you were going to get the crap. Small block and shit.
That's real convenient for you to say that shit now.
With somebody out of my class, I really let them come ask me. I don't ask you, you know. But now I'm finna start asking everybody, so don't take it personal. When I see you at the track, I'm gonna ask you, get your ass in the lane. See, that's what I've been doing lately. I ask the whole track, as a matter of fact. Fuck it. Ask everybody.
Well, you won't have that problem up here, goddammit. Believe that.
That way it won't get twisted that I didn't ask you. All
right. Anything else you want to bring?
I got some more shit I can bring. It's gonna go up, though. The tickets gonna go up. The more I bring, the more it go up. I bring all this shit. You can't
get
nothing.
Get it up there.
I got the junior car. And you wanna lock in here on 15-05 with something, or you gonna run all three of them?
I ain't never seen the junior car. What is that?
The black, the green, the goddamn King Kong Junior, the green one.
You know what? Yeah, we might do that. You let me know.
All right. We just locked all three of them in 5-on-15.
Okay. You still talking. You should be making a phone call now.
Hey, when I get off the phone, I'm going to talk to my crew.
Hey, hang them up. He got some calls to make.
And you're going to run all three of them with your one car, right?
No. I did not say that.
Well, you need to let me know what you're going to do.
I'm going to run all three of them with my cars. I ain't say my one car, with my cars. Nobody else. I ain't going to find no cars. I'm running with my shit.
Let me know what you got.
I got two Mustangs. One stock suspension on 28s, one ladder bar on 29s.
I ain't never seen the one ladder bar on 29s. Big block, small block, what? What's up with it?
Do it matter? It can't be no bigger than King Kong motor. It's on my
I said big block, small block, what? You know
what? I heard what you said. What difference do it make, man? My motor can't be bigger than yours.
Turbo, nitrous, what? You don't know what size
my motor application, nitrous application on both of them.
Okay. Now, I thought you was talking about running me with your one car, so you didn't never say you had. You said you was going to run King Kong and the Predator with show car, that's what you said, the white car, the white Mustang.
I said with my cars.
You didn't say your cars. You said your car.
You want me to see your picture of it?
Man, you know what you said.
That's just so wrong, no bullshit.
See, that would have been a misunderstanding because I would have thought you were talking about King Kong and the Predator with your white car, white trash, see. That would have been a misunderstanding. We would have a misunderstanding right there. That's why I don't lock shit in right away, Mr. J. Bond, because we would have a misunderstanding. Because now he's talking about another car.
Okay, so what, you scared of another car?
No, I ain't scared of nothing.
Don't it sit just like you, 29 lot of bars, no bars?
Yeah, it sit like one of my cars. But I'd rather wait for my other car to get ready. You see what I'm saying? To run that car. What you said was you gonna run the Predator and King Kong with white trash. That's what you said.
Okay. Here's the gamble with. I'm gonna stick to that. I will run the Predator and King Kong with white trash, and I will run King Kong Jr. with the other car. Just threw that into the gamble.
We ain't gonna worry about the other car because the other car, Junior got 28s on it. So we'll just stay with the white trash, run King Kong, and Predator. We'll just stay right there, right there. We'll stay right there.
That's cool. That's cool.
All right. All right. Well, I'll let you know. I'm gonna call my crew and talk to them and see what we can do. And we might be able to accommodate you.
All right. Well, let me know.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
All right.
Hey. So if I can't make it on the 4th, can we do that on the 19th?
We already locked in for the 19th, me and you.
I said, did you want to lock King Kong in for the 19th, too, sir?
No, because no.
Listen to me.
I ain't the type of guy to have you come all this way for one race. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I'm going to be coming pretty long ways in Montgomery, too.
Okay, well, you got to take that over DJ. I'm coming to support his race.
Okay. Well, I beat his ass over there. He get ready. Okay. That slow motherfucker. he must got a 60 millimeter turbo on that motherfucker. That's a long way.
I can't believe you ain't locking up this other car, man.
You can't believe what?
I can't believe you ain't won none of this other car, man. I can't believe that.
I might win it with King Kong, but not with the Junior car.
Okay.
All right. I thought you had something else on to. I really thought you was gonna try white trash with all three of them.
We was only talking about the two cars.
Okay. We just work on the two, and then we'll worry about the Junior car. Will probably be with me anyway, so we'll work on something with that.
Okay. Well, I promise I'll get you some action with the other car.
Okay. But we'll figure it out, Jay. Jay, you want to lock that little car you be driving in up the road in with something of mine?
I think he's in the private room.
Okay. I want to lock him in on gas mileage. I got something I think can get better gas mileage than here.
Hey, Wood, you got to lock Jay in with BET.
Yeah, I locked Jay in with BET. I bet you BET get better gas mileage than him.
Was that Danny talking?
Yeah, it is, Wayne.
Okay. All right. You know I like to hear your voice.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah.
You see how these non-racers be coming to me?
They coming for some action, man. You about the only one gonna give them some action. Everybody else scared.
They need to show what action be.
No, it was like a bracket race. You kept going down the track too much for
them. I should have started knocking the tires off, tried to trick them or something, but I said, well, fuck it, I'm just going to keep it real today.
That was it.
I'll get you a check next time, Danny. We'll trick the ass next time. I ain't going to go for that shit next time. I'm going to trick the ass. I'm going to go out there and blow the tires off 2-3 times in a row, and then we'll knock the ass off. So you don't have to worry about that no more.
Yeah, but you're going to get some good action from Wayne if you do travel up there. That's going to be some good action.
I'm going to fuck Wayne up. Man, come on, man.
As racing, Wayne going to give you some action on the racing side. You know
what I'm saying? I'm going to run you. We're going to get some action. You think I'm worried about a nice or small block if I ain't worried about a turbo small block? Come on. That don't even make sense.
I ain't turbo Tim, though.
I ran a twin turbo in Texas.
What that got to do with Detroit?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You think I'm worried about a nice or small block if I ain't worried about a twin turbo small block?
It's
that who did that beat
they let you know they don't know. They ain't smart. Wayne is never. I ain't never worried about Wayne, man. Come on, man.
Wayne fell off. But let me get you straight. We had plans to goddamn come to your race, and we left the race truck, and I made it home 5:30 in the morning. Now, if you can stay out to the racetrack down there and make it home 5:30 and then come cross over here, you're a better man than me. My hat's off to you. And as soon as we get dialed in, we ain't ducking you. We ain't ducking you. And one thing about me, I don't climb you because me and you better than that. So don't never think I'm beeping on you. But I'm going to go do it to your ass. We're going to go dead to your ass with King Kong Jr., King Kong, and every motherfucking cone you got over there. You got anything with a small block in it?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I got one coming. Well, I got one coming. It ain't ready yet, though.
Okay, when it gets ready, you got action.
Y'all ain't going to want that. Y'all ain't going to want that problem.
As long as it's a nitro small block, you got action, man.
Yeah, it's nitro.
Okay, you going to have action. You gonna have action. I'm gonna show you. We coming at you. You on the motherfucking list no sooner than we get this rear end straightened out.
Okay. Cause you know I'm the G body killer. So shit. Yeah.
And guess what? You ain't killed nobody. Donnie was out there on your ass.
Man, Donnie, I shit, man. Come on, man. I ain't have all that shit on.
But guess one thing I wanted to let you know, we coming for you. But now you can get ready.
Put a hook on me. Reel me in, baby.
Go put a hook on you.
I'm looking for everybody.
You picking on DJ Grant? Well, you ain't picking on DJ Grant. He
DJ Grant jumped on and asked for that.
Yeah,
you're right. I don't even ask people who don't race the race, man. Come on, man. I'm waiting my time. I did not ask Turbo Tim to race. I don't ask them kind of people to race.
What kind of people is that you talking about, Wick?
Don't race. Either you race or you don't race. It ain't no in between. You know, people can understand. You got to work. My kids got the babysit. I ain't got no money. I understand all of that because I have those kind of problems too. My wife mad at me. But either you race or you don't race. And you know, it ain't no way around. See, Biz, I like Biz. Biz came down and he raced 3 times. He got his ass beat. But I don't give him more props than any motherfucker that ain't racing. Because it's hard to get that car here, there, at a track, and race that car. I don't care what nobody say.
Mm-hmm. Now, as Biz, who was supposed to bring on Lil Junior over there for him.
We were going to get Lil Junior ass slaughtered on you to brother, too. I showed Biz what he was going to get. Out the small block on 28th just like him. I said, if Tight Man comes through the gate with that motherfucker, you got that. You going to get that.
Hey, Wick.
Yeah.
And then when I woke up Sunday morning, Biz, when I talked to Clark first to see what Biz over there, and, Clark said, yeah, Biz was over there. I told him, tell him I'd meet him on 7-8. And I made it in at 5:30. Took a shower. I think I laid down about 6. But just trying to be a man of my word, I wasn't able to pull that shit off, though. It was rough.
But you know, I know you run the road, so you know what kind of shit we into out here. We done blown up. We got 2 duelists need motors right now. We looking for motors, 7-3 motors right now. We got 2 of them blown up. We got 5 goddamn duelists, ain't but 2 running. So,